an interview and music with Kenny Weisberg. 8 o'clock, you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Hope you enjoyed my salute to Autumn. Time now for Jack Rummel and Ragtime America.
This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by the 15th annual Rocky Mountain International Audio Fest. The event features the latest home stereo systems in 160 exhibit spaces, representing more than 400 companies, taking place October 5th through the 7th at the Denver Marriott Tech Center. More information and registration at audiofest.net.
Our community-powered fall fun drive is coming up October 10th to 21st, and we are in need of last-minute phone volunteers to pick up pledges and support our DJs and hosts during their drive shows. To find out how to sign up for phone volunteering shifts during this drive, call us at 303-449-4885 or go online at kgnu.org.
To Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are celebrating the music of Jelly Roll Morton, who was born in the month of October. We'll get into a little more biographical information on Morton as we go along, but I thought we'd just jump right into some music and get going. We're going to do Jelly Roll Morton's hits. And I'm basing that on the number of recordings that I have in my collection. So we're going to try to do the top 15 tonight. And so we'll start with number 15 and work our way down to number 1. Starting tonight with a piece supposedly written in 1924 called Stratford Hunch. It's also been called Chicago Breakdown. And here is an orchestral version of that by the Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra.
Thank you.
Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra, kind of a slower rag-like version of Stratford Hunch or Chicago Breakdown. Take your choice on that. They called it Chicago Breakdown on their recording. Well, let's talk just a little bit about Morton the Man. He was born in New Orleans, October 20th, 1890. He lived there with his grandmother. First learned guitar, and then at age 10 learned to play the piano. At 12, he was playing in the district known as Storyville, and became one of the top professors there, earning a minimum of $100 a night in what was the New Orleans Red Light District at the time. He went north for the St. Louis World Fair, travels around, and he went to Denver at one time, Chicago, Los Angeles, Vancouver, Alaska, Wyoming, and Tijuana, Mexico, and then returned to Chicago in 1923, where he made his first records. Okay. The year is 1924, and the piece is called The Perfect Rag, which is obviously written for piano. And here is a version we haven't played in a long, long time, Mr. Claude Bowling. Claude Bowling and Jelly Roll Morton's Perfect Rag. Well, here's one kind of a self-promotion thing, but then Morton was not above that. From 1923, it's called Mr. Jelly Lord. And Jim Turner will play the piano, and I believe Topsy Chapman is doing a vocal on this. Thank you.
bravery. Make him a duke or a count, you see. Must be a member of the royalty. Mr. Jelly struck a jazzy thing in the temple by the queen and king. All at once he struck upon a harmony chord. The king said, make Jelly a lord, Mr. Jelly Lord. He simply roared at that old keyboard. You should see him talk. He plays jazz music as a rule. He sits upon his throne, that old piano stool, with his melodies. I mean, he strokes the ivories. Now at home, as well as abroad, they call him Mr. Jelly Lord. Struck his hometown. All the people gathered round. They said, Mr. Jelly, you are so grand. We're gonna make you king of Dixieland. All the people from far and near said, Mr. Jelly, you have nothing to fear. The preacher man said, the boy's a bear. If you can't make him king, make him the mayor. Mr. Jelly Lord, he simply roared at that old keyboard. You should see him talk when you see him strolling down the street. Yes, the man's an angel with great big feet. With his melodies has made him lord of those ivories. Just a simple little chord. Now at home as well as abroad, they call him Mr. Jelly. Oh, Mr. Jelly Lord. He simply roared at that old keyboard. You should see him talk when he plays jazz music as a rule. God knows the ivory fool with his melodies has made him lord of those ivories. Just a simple little chord. Now at home,
Topsy Chapman on the vocal, Jim Turner on the piano, and Mr. Jelly Lord. Okay, 1926, he wrote Sidewalk Blues, and here to play that is the Elite Syncopation Orchestra. Thank you. Sidewalk Blues by the Elite Syncopation Orchestra. Up next, Mr. Butch Thompson, great interpreter of Jelly Roll Morton. Let's hear him do The Crave from 1910. Butch Thompson on the piano, The Crave. Well, here's one of the better-known blues numbers that Jelly Roll Morton wrote. It's called the New Orleans Blues, sometimes called New Orleans Joys. Dates from 1902. And here is John Gill's Novelty Orchestra of New Orleans.
Thank you.
John Gill's Novelty Orchestra has brought us New Orleans Blues. That was the second one in a row there that featured the Spanish tinge that marked several of Morton's compositions. Moving now to a trio which calls themselves James DePogny's Chicagoans, featuring Jim DePogny on piano, Kim Cusack on clarinet, Wayne Jones drums. We heard hear a tune from 1924 called Shreveport Stomp.
Thank you.
Shreveport Stomp. Jim DePogne's Chicagoans there. Great up-tempo version of that. Well, Morton settled in Chicago in 1923, made his first records there. He organized the Red Hot Peppers, one of the greatest jazz bands of all time. And then in 1928, he came to New York City, where he made more recordings and organized other bands for touring. And ultimately, at the end of 1936, he settled in Washington, D.C. And we'll pick that up later. But let's move on now to a piece from 1915, one of his better-known numbers. It's called The Jelly Roll Blues. And here is a version by the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra of Norway. Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra and Jelly Roll Blues. Let's pause for a minute and bring you an announcement. Saturday, October 6th, from 6:30 p.m. until 9 p.m., Scott Kirby will be presenting a multimedia stage performance called Main Street Souvenirs, featuring live piano music, a spoken narrative, and a video presentation. This will take place at Woods and Son Piano Company, 4929 Harrison Street, Brighton, Colorado. And if you have not heard Scott do this presentation, you really ought to hear it. So I will just say that and keep October 6th in mind. That's a Saturday from 6:30 until 9 p.m. in Brighton. Let's move on. We've been talking about Jelly Roll Morton here. Let's listen to the man himself. So here is the Froggy Moore, Frog Eye Moore rag. named after a friend of his named Froggy Moore. And it was written in 1908, revised in 1918, and here is Morton at the piano. Jelly Roll Morton, probably recorded in 1923. It is Froggy Moore Rag. Well, there's an interesting quote here that I'll pass on to you. Jelly Roll Morton has his own separate chapter in Rags and Ragtime's book by Dave Jason and Trevor Tichenor. And here's one quote there. It really made no difference if he composed a rag in 1906, recorded it in 1923, had it published a year or even 10 years later. That rag could not have been written by anyone else at any time because Morton's entire musical outlook was original and unique. Let's move on to a piece called The Wolverine Blues, sometimes called The Wolverine. I think it was written with a certain Midwest athletic team in mind. So here is Mr. Max Keenlyside. Thank you. All right, Max. Max Keenlyside from Prince Edward Island, Canada, and the Wolverine Blues. Moving on now, here's a tune from 1923 called King Porter Stomp, named for a friend of Morton's named Porter King. And here is the Turk Murphy Jazz Band. Turk Murphy Jazz Band, recorded in 1947, King Porter Stomp. Well, here's one of the favorites to watch. It's called Grandpa's Spells from 1923, and a portion of this is actually played, I think, either by the elbow or by the flat of the hand, as Grandpa supposedly has a spell and falls down. Here are the Elite Syncopators. Thank you. The Elite Syncopators, featuring guest artist John Otto on clarinet and Grandpa's Spells. Well, the fall membership drive is coming up not too long ago, within a week or so. And so here is a shameless plug for one of the specials during that drive. That's Eddie and Martha Adcock in the background, a fine example of a guy and a gal blending their voices in a duet. Join us Saturday morning, October 13th, from 9 to 12 in Old Grass, New Grass, as we spotlight a dozen or so of the great male and female duet teams. It's a special feature to highlight KGNU's fall membership drive, so we'll be waiting for you Saturday, October 13th, from 9 to 12, celebrating 40 years of the best in bluegrass on KGNU. All right, let's move on now to the top two, I think, of the top 15 here. We've finally worked our way down to that. And from 1919, a piece called The Pearls, supposedly written for a waitress in a bar in Tijuana, Mexico. Here's the Dick Hyman Orchestra. Fade that out because I want to get one more in. Morton actually tried to revive his career in California and fell ill and died I had the date and I lost it, but I think it's 1943. So here we'll close with probably the most famous piece attributed to him. Here's Morton Gunnar Larsen to play Tiger Rag, and thanks for joining us as we celebrated General Morton.
Makes it an easy segue going from that to swing. Anyway, it's 9 o'clock, and you're listening to your community radio station, KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Tanya. I'll be bringing you Swing Shift for the next hour. Thank you.
Thank you.